of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
The tears have been flowing for a couple of days now since the news broke that One Direction would be going on hold after they released their next album. No tour to support it. They're going to take about a year off, and the boys have since confirmed that. And many a person just crushed inside. No will to continue on. But I'm here to tell you, with another edition of Could Be Worse, it could be worse. You could have been standing beside the wrong ride at the wrong time last week when a corndog disagreed with someone. It could be worse. You could have stocks or shares in anything this week. It could be worse. Instead of selecting physical activity on your U of L enrollment sheet, you could have selected physics by accident. And because you're in such great shape, you picked the advanced course. And it could be worse. You at this moment could be trying to explain to your partner how you thought Ashley Madison was a website for interior design.
I had to pop out to Tabor yesterday, pick something up, and on the way back I was supposed to, you wouldn't think I'd forget this, but I was supposed to pick up some corn.
And you forgot.
I get back here and I let the gal know, like, sorry, I totally slipped my mind. I was worried about other stuff. She's like, I can't believe you. I looked at her and said, I think we'll be able to find some corn okay.
There's lots of Tabor corn stands in the city. Lots of them.
Lots is an understatement. This year, more than any other, I think, like, I went downstairs to do the laundry. There's a stand there. Volgertsen's is set up in my basement selling corn.
That's so excellent.
Yeah, gave me a reason to shake the laundry out for money. The more I think about this super stadium package deal that Calgary's got going on, I think they can do better. They say that this is the only plan that they have.
They have no plan B.
There's some kind of cleanup that they would have to do if they put it just west of the downtown area.
That the land is contaminated.
Why don't they do like they do in the States and just put it in some other community? Like, Nanton's got some space,
mm-hmm.
and it's good, clean, fresh land there.
Very nice. Even High River, you know, with all the problems and stuff they've had the last couple years.
Granham looks good.
Granham would be a perfect place for it.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
It would.
Just shoot on over to see a Granham Flames game. The proposal goes for $890 million. Why sell it short like that? Why not shoot for the stars? Go for an even billion. You can say you have this all-time record-setting plan for $1 billion. We're going to get two stadiums. How do you like that?
I love that idea.
So we could add on to it.
You'd have all that extra money.
We've got $110 million.
For those extra special things.
You could have drones in the stadium that deliver your drinks to you.
Or maybe every seat could have its own cup holder and foot massage while you're watching the hockey game.
Nah, but then people are taking their shoes off.
Oh, well, that is, yeah, I never thought of
USB
that.
USB ports, pretty good idea. Gotta
I
be
love
cheap.
That idea.
Have a little laptop tray there. Then again, we're going to need to bring back that massaging part. The whole chair has to vibrate.
Right.
Anytime that something happens in the game.
Right.
So you don't get the puck or the football in the head.
Right.
Because
right.
that happens with footballs.
They could have like servers that do every aisle.
Here you go. You could have an in-arena network just for cheating spouses. We've seen how it's gone wrong with Ashley Madison. This one is secure and you just punch in there. Hey, do you want to hook up later for a $20 beer?
Giving you a second helping. Second helping. In bite-sized form. The Jarrett and Kathy Podcast.
Germany has made it illegal to photograph your food at a restaurant and then post it online. It is an extension of copyright law.
No way.
And they have to look after the artistic property of the one who created the dish.
Not it's food.
Not something regular, like if you went to the Arby's in Germany, Das Arby's.
Yeah.
that's a pretty standard burger.
Right.
But if you went to a restaurant and they put together a nice design on the plate, it's something original, you cannot share that.
Well, that is silly. It's food and you're paying for it. So rightfully, it'd be your food. So you could do whatever you want with it.
But it's original food. I love looking at food on. I don't like. Hey, I want to know exactly what you're eating for dinner each night, Kathy Martin.
I will start sending you pictures, Jarrett.
Awesome. What would be? Are there pictures that you see online that show up on your newsfeed that peeve you? Food's obviously not one.
No, I love having pictures of food. No, there's really nothing that Sometimes vacation pictures when they're at a beautiful place and you're at home and, you know, and it's freezing cold the middle of winter. Sometimes that kind of...
And they're eating nice
yeah,
food.
Yeah, that bugs me a little bit. But no, otherwise there's really nothing
on
my
feed. You
know
what gets me? Clouds. When people take pictures of clouds. I don't want to see that online.
Why not?
Well, because it just ruins it. But if I want to see clouds, I'll do it the way that Mother Nature intended. I'm going to find me a field. I'm going to take my shirt off and lay down. Shirt's optional,
oh
by
my.
The way.
Okay, yeah,
but
good.
Lay down and look up at the sky and see what I can discover.
No, I think if somebody sees a really nice sunset or something like that and they want to share it, I want to see it too.
What if they're on vacation?
Yeah, then I don't want to see it.
Do you have the new shoes yet? New outfits? Did you get all the school supplies ready? Have you created works of art when it comes to daily lunches? Because as Pinterest has taught us, if you aren't shaping strawberries into little hearts or fashioning cooked rice into giant bunny rabbits, you're not doing your job as a parent. Go even further. When they tear open the lunch kit, you should have an MP3 player rigged to play a song for them and their friends.
Mommy loves you, she loves you. Mommy loves you, she loves you. Mommy loves.
Any kid would love to have that at school. Especially the 16-year-olds.
Daddy loves you, he loves you. Daddy loves you, he loves you too.
Well, we have a new achievement for a record that was established back in 2003 when Michael Lloyd of Texas, USA, kicked himself in the head 42 times in 1 minute. Pushkar Nepal, who's patriotically adopted his country as his surname, has developed a flexible technique of alternating between each foot as he bends his body to deliver swift kicks to his head.
What?
Guinness folks have confirmed the Nepalese man kicked himself in the head 134 times in 60 seconds. He kind of...
Oh my goodness.
He bends over,
okay.
And then he's like almost like you were playing hacky sack.
Okay.
With both legs, he kicks himself in the head. Afterwards,
well,
he had this to say. Pickles!
That is the strangest
chain link fences
thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, anything to...
Anything to break be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Hey, they were made to be broken, Martin, by the way, if you're not... you get a week of vacation.
I'm going to start trying to kick myself. No, that would just be wrong.
You can get your foot in there. I don't know how you can.
Yeah, that is true.
107.7 The River, online exclusive.